The theater of my mind and matter are synonymous. The theater of my mind and matter are synonymous. Oh my, how true that is. What is the theater of my mind? How does the theater of my mind function? Is the theater of my mind filled with thoughts and ideas? Is it filled with imagination? Is it filled with scripts, with programs, with adventures, with all sorts of wonderful things? The theater of my mind and matter are synonymous. Now, matter might be considered the physical world, and the theater of my mind, the mental world. And in the mental world, I have all of this ideas, all of these ideas, all this thought that is manifesting itself in form, and how wonderful that is. How do I want to be the director of the theater of my mind? It's my mind, and I'm totally in charge of what goes on in my mind. I'm totally in charge of what goes on in my thinking system. Now, how do I want to control my thinking system? How do I want to direct my theater, direct my stage plays, direct the activities that are going on in my mind? So, I have a thought, and I see a big cloud, and I say, oh boy, and the cloud's getting bigger and darker. And I say, I better find myself some place to get out of the rain, because in a moment or two, it's going to be raining, and it's going to be raining good, and I better get some protection for myself. And so I go under a tree. I go under a big, thick tree that is going to be a nice umbrella for me. And I get under this thick tree, and as I do, I find a bunch of rabbits have come under the thick tree, too. And other animals from the forest have come under the thick tree, too, because they didn't want to be out in the rain. And here I am under this thick tree with this rain coming down all around and a few critters around me. And I'm looking at them and I'm saying, hi, guys. You had to get out of the rain, too, didn't you? And they said, yes. And they said, we don't really mind the rain, but it looked like a fun place to be, and we saw you here. And so we decided to come here. Ha, ha, ha. They saw me under the tree, and they decided to come there. Now, isn't that an interesting thing? Now, you see, I'm the director of my theater. I'm the scriptwriter for my theater. I do everything for my theater of my mind. And the matter of the world around me forms according to that script. And so I sit down under this lovely tree, and the grass under the tree is growing nicely. And I'm sitting there very comfortably. And I'm looking around and I'm saying, well, I'm going to be here for a moment or two. I can meditate, which is a lovely thing to do, or I can talk with these creatures that I've created here. And then I say to myself, now, come on. When did you learn animal talk? When did you learn how to talk to animals? Right now. Right now. I can talk to animals, and in my mind, in the theater of my mind, they talk back to me in a language that I can understand. They talk back to me in ways that their communication is very clear, very definite, and very understandable. And as I communicate with them, I have a very wonderful time. And we all have a wonderful time. And I ask them, I say, how long have you guys been out here? Well, all our life, of course, you know. And what do you plan to do? Do you have a home out here? Yes, we do. And the rabbit says, you see out in the middle of the field there? Under that far, far tree over there? Well, we have our rabbit hole over there. And I was too far from that tree, so I came to this tree here. And I got under this tree to be protected from the rain. But do you sometimes get caught in the rain? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not bad. And when the sun comes out, we get all dry and nice. Or even if the sun doesn't come out, we shake our bodies and the water gets off of our hair. And the under gentle fur, the gentle hair is warm and nice, and we're kept cozy and good. Well, you guys are certainly fantastic. I must say, your fur coat is not very thick, and I would not think that it could keep you so warm because it's not so thick. Oh, come on now. You know that it doesn't really matter whether we have a fur coat or not, or whether we have a fur or not, or whether we have a dog that has a heavy coat or a dog that has a short coat, because we are always warm according to what our consciousness is. Oh, my. Rabbit using the word consciousness. That's interesting. So, in the theater of my mind, matter takes on the synonymous reality of who I am. Because mind and matter are synonymous. They're together. They're thought of on the same level. Okay. So, I'm on the theater of my mind. I've left the tree now. The rain has stopped, and I'm out living my life. And I go to my family. And before I enter my home, before I enter and join with my family, I have the theater of my mind, and I say, now, how am I going to direct this show that I'm going to have now? I'm going to meet with my wife and my children, and I'm going to meet with my friends who are visiting, and we're going to have a wonderful talk. Now, how am I going to create this? What script am I going to write for this? Okay, I'm going to write a script about the wonderful art of the Olympic Games, because they're on right now, and it's quite an exciting adventure. I like the swimming and gymnastics of the Olympic Games, because those are always quite thrilling. And I'm going to talk to my friends about that. Now, I really don't know all of the names of the people who are in the gymnastics and in swimming, but I do know one or two, and I'm going to mention them. And one of the top gymnasts is Jim, and one of the top swimmers is Jim. And so I go in the house. I'm in the theater of my mind, and the theater of my mind and matter and the outward effects are synonymous. So, as I go in the house, I say, hi guys, how you doing? Just like I said to the rabbits, you know. And everybody in the house says, oh, welcome home, Herb. Nice to see you. And so we sit down and we start talking. And I say, you know, I've been watching Jim, who is a swimmer in the Olympics, and he is doing outstanding. He seems to cut through the water in the most beautiful way. He's just fantastic. And everyone joins the conversation, adding their point of view. And then another one says, well, what about Jim, who's in the gymnastic activity? Yeah, oh, isn't he exciting? See, I had planned on talking about that, so that it naturally had to come up, whether I brought it up or whether they brought it up, because it's the matter that's the theater of my mind. And so it is revealed, and it is brought out, and it is spoken of in a very positive, wonderful way. I'm the director, I am the actor, I am the theater, I am the allness of my mind. Whatever I choose to have in my mind is what I have. Now, in my mind I say, I am happy. Then everything I do equates to this happiness and reveals this happiness and speaks of this happiness. And I say to myself, oh, I don't feel too good today. Oh. So then everybody is going to look at me and say, you don't look too good. You look like death warmed over. What's the matter with you? What's the problem? And if I say that, then that is my experience. So now, if I have a tickle in my throat and I get up and I say, oops, I got a tickle in my throat. Oops, no. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. I'm fantastic. I feel like $1,000,000. I feel so wonderful. I feel so sparkly. And then I go out and meet my friends and my family, and they say, wow, Herb, you sure look great today. What wonderful thing happened to you? You just are all full of wonderful vibrations. You're fantastic. And really, it was my choice to have my theater put on the presentation of happy thoughts, of a happy face, of a happy experience, of a happy body. I'm the director of the theater of my mind. And the matter that corresponds to the theater of my mind and my mind are synonymous. What am I going to... They are the same thing. Now, what am I going to have? Am I going to allow myself to dwell upon any area that is not pleasing to me, any area that's not satisfying to me, any area that's not uplifting to me? Am I going to enter into any one of those areas? If I am, then that's going to be what I'm going to experience. Now, do I want to experience that? And the answer is no. Why is it I don't want to experience that? Because that's not who I am. That's not the type of person I am. That's not the type of life I want to live. That's not the type of being I want to be. I am the director, and a wonderful director, and I only choose wonderful scripts to be in the theater of my mind. And the matter, the response to these shows that I'm putting on are exactly what I want them to be. Always happy, joyful, positive, wonderful, and beautiful. That's who I am. That's who you are. Live it. It's a fun thing. The theater of my mind and matter are synonymous, and I'd never forget it. Have a joyous time. Live your life as wonderfully as you can as the director of the show of who and what you are. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.